Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Potluck and Cornbread. I am your host, Dane Johnson. Because you know I'm nasty with it. I'm a nasty mother. Today is January 13, 2018, man. Call in. Let me know how this new year is treating you guys, man. I hope it's treating you very well, touching you all in the right spots. You dig? Anyways, man. Let me tell you about yesterday, man. It rained so bad in Augusta, GA. But today, the sun is out, and it's gracing my face with its amazing grace. That's how beautiful it is, man. But on to bigger and better things, I would like to say thank you. Thank you to my ancient family, man, for the call-in, the shout-out, and the few hand claps that I received. It wasn't a lot, but I must say it was enough. It was enough fuel for me to get back on here today and say, you know what? Why not? Why not? I got air in my lungs. I still have my voice. So why not? And I appreciate you guys, man. You guys are awesome. Everything that y'all did for me yesterday, man, I truly appreciate it. And I know it only can get bigger and better from here, man. You guys deserve a round of applause, man. Let's get it. You guys are awesome. That's all I got to say, man. And I will be featuring these call-ins so you guys can hear the motivation that I received, man. It was light, but it was great. And I appreciate everything. Let's get it.
Dang, Johnson. This is Kelly D's from Embrace Black Podcast. Thank you so much for coming over and favoriting my podcast, my station, my channel. I be putting in work over here, so by all means, come over, give me some feedback, give me some topic ideas, join these good discussions, and get your life for your community. Thank you so, so, so much for the favorite. I'm going to be checking you out, and welcome to the Anchor community.
Just wanted to thank you, man, for tuning in to Iron Rap Flow Radio. Really appreciate it, man. And I just want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing, man, up here on Anchor, man. God bless, man. Let's keep supporting each other. One.
Hey, yo, man. Welcome back to Potluck and Cornbread. I am your host, Dane Johnson. And I hope you guys enjoyed the last song, which was Enjoy Yourself by The Jackson, which is one of my favorite songs. And I was born in 91, so you already know what that means. We all know that Black History Month is around the corner, February. And I just want to pop it off today. I would like to talk about Miss Henrietta Lacks. Some of you guys may know her. Some of you guys may not. I know for myself, yesterday was the first time I was ever introduced to her. Right. And Miss Henrietta Lacks, I'm going to give you a brief summary about who she was, man. She was an African-American woman whose cancer cells are the source of the HeLa cell line, the first immortalized cell lines in medical research. That's the Google explanation. But Miss Henrietta Lacks was a wife, a mother of five children, a sister. She gave back to her own community, man. She helped her family out, man. She was a source. And that's funny. That's ironic because she is the source today still. Her cells that the doctors discovered after doing a biopsy and started running tests on her cells were able to split into two new cells and it was able to reproduce. And at that time, they didn't see cells doing that when they were running tests. And so this woman was ill. She had cervical cancer. She was admitted to Johns Hopkins. And once they did their biopsy, they continued to run tests on her and her children. But my opinion, they could have saved this woman instead of trying to create new solutions for other problems. You know what I mean? It's sad that I never heard of this woman. And some of you guys may never have heard of her neither, you know, because they was able to change the name of her cells because they did not need any permission because they was running tests, so they was able to claim it and make it their own. And it's crazy, man. You know how they treated our melanin people back then, and some of it is still to this day. But I just want to, you know, encourage us and say that, you know, we have to remember where we came from. We do. We got to remember where we came from. When times get hard, we got to remember where we came from and know why we are doing what we are doing for the next generation, so they will never have to go through some of the things that we go through today. And I must say, you know, I was born in 91. I'm 27 years old. And I just remember being a child, and they automatically put you on a computer, you know, like a guinea pig, testing it out, making sure that, you know, we learn what we learn. So before Y2K come, you know, we be, you know, at least advanced. I get it. The world changed. New time, new era. But then I see these kids today on technology, and what happened to a pen and paper? But that's another discussion. That's another topic. We'll talk about that another time. But welcome to Potluck and Cornbread. I am your host, Dane Johnson. The doors are always open to Potluck and Cornbread. Come get you a plate, because you will be served. I'm out. Much love and respect.